This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
This is Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequencies, property speaking time. You know, South Africa's rental market is showing some, you know, renewed momentum. But there's this thing, man, inflation and interest rates, you know, putting pressure on a household's budget. And we wonder how much more tenants can actually afford.
As we wonder how much more tenants can afford, clearly a problem in South Africa. But let me tell you, Mr. Jones, I think God has favorites because some people get to be in sunny Cape Town while we are in cold, rainy Polokwane. God clearly has favorites.
And they don't even tell us when they go there.
Listen, how do you get to enjoy all the sunshine? Do you know that we had like destructive rain this week, Philip?
I've been my way.
You heard through the grapevine while you were on a beach somewhere.
You won't believe the weather in the Cape, eh? It's beautiful.
Ah, man, you must enjoy it. But anyway, Philip, let's get straight to business. So Philip is the broker and owner of Remax. And we actually spoke a couple of months ago, Philip, about people preferring to rent now with everything that's happening. But doesn't mean the property industry is not doing well if people are renting and not buying. What kind of an indicator is that?
No, I think it's not an indication of the property industry not doing well. I think a strong rental market is part of a healthy property industry. And the demand is definitely still there for people to own property. It's just it's more of being out of reach as opposed to being, you know, uncertainty. I think the prices have increased to such an extent where, because of inflation, it's a little bit run away from the average buyer. And the same thing's happened in the U.S. as well. You know, and this is why the rental market is picking up so dramatically.
So, Philip, in inflation and interest rates, I mean, they are squeezing pockets now. How much can landlords realistically increase rent before Mpoy and I start looking for tents?
So realistically, at this point, there's not a lot of room for aggressive increases. You'll find that if you increase too quickly, that your tenants move or they start defaulting, and you know your small increase has a very real risk of putting that property now out of reach and wiping out a year's profit. So, you know, it's with inflation being around 5 now and the banks or the Reserve Bank's policy at 7, you are finding that there's not room for this at this stage. Rental values are already getting close to bond repayment values.
Sure. So at what point does the rental increase become unsustainable for tenants and, you know, could push rent too high, actually resulting in landlords struggling to keep properties occupied?
Yeah, so it's when expenses pay for this or compete for the same paycheck. You know, it becomes unsustainable when a tenant must sacrifice his essential expenses to pay the rent. If you look at the current statistics, it shows that 74% or under 19%, you know, of arrears, those people are behind 74% to 80% of their rent. So that says that the entire market, on average, is almost 1 month behind on rental payment. So I think we're flirting with that line already. You know, it's already becoming unsustainable. So I think the entire market needs a bit of a breather. But we know what property does, and it's probably not going to happen.
Sure. So, Philip, we're going to leave it here and release you to go and enjoy the sunny weather in Cape Town. We'll see you next time. That's Philip Schumann, broken owner of Remax.
Rental alone, man. Hey, things are so expensive these days. You even get it, you know, tempted to ask if breakfast and lunch are included. What's up, come on, man.
Residential rental. Wow.
Are they included?
For a family of four. You expect the landlord to bring a plate, A1 or 4 plates for breakfast. But I hear where you're coming from. I hear where you're coming from.
We're finding it difficult to cope, guys.
That's
all right.
True.
Yeah, this is Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.